Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lani Ka'a'a.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. How did God lead a girl born in Berkeley, California, who spent 10 years in Brazil as a missionary kid before earning her degree in nutrition, to marry a man who became pastor of a Presbyterian church in Hollywood? This is just a snapshot of the 42-year marriage of Reverend Steve and Simone Baroldi. We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program. Well, simply this, dear friend, it's to lead you, to bring you closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord, and we hope your Lord, for you to know the one who loves you, no matter what you're going through or what you're facing, no matter how tough things may be at this very moment, there is always hope in Jesus. Why, you ask? Well, Jesus loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. Well, that's why. He is the resurrected Lord. He's, if you talk about a comeback, there has been no ultimate comeback that could ever compare to the resurrection of Christ. And he can move marvelously and miraculously in and through your life if you surrender your heart to him. Would you do that? Would you repent of your sins, anything you know to be wrong or against the will of God, and just turn yourself over to him? That's our prayer and our hope. Pastor Steve Baroldi graduated from Fuller Theological Seminary, earned his MDiv in 2003. He's pastored that Christ Presbyterian Church of Hollywood since 2004. In addition to work in nutrition, Simone Baroldi, who earned her science degree at Chico State College, has worked with church organizations. Steve and Simone have been married for 42 years. They have 2 daughters and 1 granddaughter. Reverend Steve and Simone, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Great. Glad yes, thank here. You. It's wonderful to be with you.
Simone, I mentioned a little bit about Berkeley, but Steve, tell us, where did you grow up?
Danny, I grew up in Arizona. I'm a desert boy. I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona.
What was it like? Give us a little bit of background on what was it like growing up as a desert boy?
Well, back then, Phoenix was compared to what it is today, it was a fairly small town of about 400,000 people. Like in Hawaii, the sun used to shine over 300 days a year. And so we spent a lot of time out of doors, even in the summer, when it got to be well over 100 degrees for days and weeks at a time. I grew up in a family of 5 kids with my mother and father. My dad was a high school PE teacher. He was also the varsity basketball coach at South Mountain High School. My mom was a homemaker. Growing up, my dad was Catholic. So growing up, we used to go to the Catholic Church. My dad's mother was very devout, went to Mass every day. And I think she's the one who I used to tell people she always used to get on him to make sure he took us to Mass each Sunday. But after she passed away, I think I was still in elementary school. After she passed away, my dad called all the kids into the living room one day and said, I'm not going to Mass anymore, and I will leave it up to you to decide whether you want to go or not. And of course, all of us kids said, no, we think we're good. We don't want to go to Mass anymore. And so I, from that point on, I basically was unchurched for the next almost 30 years until I met Simone.
Well, that you led right into it. Simone Baroldi, maybe I should say, bon dia. Se falo un poco de português. But please tell us, what was it like growing up in Brazil?
Well, Brazil was, because we lived in the interior, so actually there were two very distinct time zones, if you will, that we experienced. One was in the interior that was very much like the cowboy days in the United States. People packed guns, they rode horses, you would have trucks bringing in supplies, but most people walked or rode horses. But then we would go to the city once a year and take a month vacation. And in the city, it was naturally, São Paulo was like any big city in the United States at the time. So they had telephones and they had television out in the interior. We didn't have any telephones or television or even a radio in the house. So it was very country dwelling in Brazil and in the interior of Brazil. And then when I was in the ninth grade, I was sent to go to school in the city. And so my bringing up included that very city kind of aspect, going to school to the Brazilian American school, which was in English and had English speaking teachers.
So you grew up as a missionary kid. Take us
right
on your journey to Christ. How did you become a Christian?
Well, as you say, I was a missionary kid. My dad went to seminary when I was about three or four, and accepted a call to the mission field when I was about five. And I was certainly introduced to Jesus and to all of the Bible stories of the Bible. However, one thing is that my family was not well steeped in understanding the person of the Holy Spirit. So we knew our need for salvation, and I knew my need for salvation, and very early on knew that I was a sinful person and needed salvation. By the age of 14, I actually made my profession of faith in the Presbyterian Church. You're baptized as a baby, and then you do your profession of faith, and that's your personal decision. And I did that about 14 years old. But I was actually teaching Sunday school in the interior when I was 13. I was looking back at the pictures there, and I thought, isn't that amazing how God can use anybody? I had nothing but a Bible, and I was teaching Sunday school. It was so simple. Everybody pulled up a bench. There were kids and moms and everybody, and I just talked out of the Bible. I can't even imagine what I could have shared at the age of 13, except the very basic gospel that is available to all of us, which is we sin and we need salvation, and God provides that salvation. And that we can only come to the Father through the blood of Jesus and his love for us. And that hit my heart very deeply. Why would God be willing to die for me? Was a deep question. And another part of my journey was, because I lived in the interior, I could go to places and be in space where there was nothing but God and God's creation around me. There was no evidence of planes overhead or electrical wires or people driving by, but it was just, and I was able to worship in that space, and it was very, very present, God's very presence in that. So even though I couldn't articulate the Holy Spirit and articulate God's relational aspect in that way, I certainly experienced and lived in that. And then when I was about 34 years old, I was introduced to Bible Study Fellowship. And it was there that I really got a marvelous instruction of application of God's word and the personal, very personal relationship that we have with Jesus through the Holy Spirit. And that was a big change in my life, and has drawn me to go deeper into Scripture ever since.
You're listening to Simone and Pastor Steve Baroldi. There's a special ring when I hear BSF or Bible Study Fellowship, because I've heard testimony of so many people's lives being impacted by the study of the Word. As you're listening, we are talking, dear friend, about lives coming together, and now it's 42 years of marriage. But before, not sure if you heard this, but Steve said, I think it was 40 years old when he came to Christ through Simone, his wife. I think I got that right, but if not, he will clarify. We definitely need to find out what happened, because the man became pastors a Presbyterian church in Hollywood. Steve and Simone will share more heart to heart with you when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Pastor Steve Baroldi and his wife Simone. For renewal. They are actively pursuing the power and gifts of the Holy Spirit. Of course, to have the Spirit live in you and in vibrancy, well, there has to be conversion, a point where one comes to know the Lord in a personal way, puts his or her faith in Christ. Simone grew up as a missionary kid. She accepted Christ at an early age, but it wasn't until years later, when they were married, that she led her husband, Steve, to Christ. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here, my co-host, Lani Ka'a'a, Pastor Steve and Simone Baroldi, our guests. We're grateful that you're with us today. Perhaps you're tuning in right now, or maybe caught the tail end of the last segment. Hey, you can get this program, or I get this now, you can get this program in its entirety as a gift. The podcast, you can find it at thegoodlifehawaii.com to find out more about Christ Presbyterian Church of Hollywood, cpchollywood.org. Pastor Steve, how did you become a believer in Christ, and how did God use Simone?
Yeah, that's a wonderful story for which I am very grateful. As I mentioned before, I basically was unchurched from probably the age of 10, 11 until I met Simone when I was 25. And even after one of the reasons I was attracted to Simone is I had a lot of fear in my life. I had been very sickly as a child. I had severe asthma and almost died a couple times from it. Dying from asthma or suffering severe asthma can be a terrifying experience as you basically slowly start suffocating to death. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, I just always had this fear. And one of the things that really attracted me to Simone was she had this faith and this confidence that I didn't have. Of course, her faith and her confidence came from her relationship with the Lord. And so when I became fearful, she was able to comfort me and give me strength. And I began to tell myself, gee, she's got something I don't have. Mm. And I would like to have that same confidence and faith in my own life. Even with that, it was like with many people, my coming to faith in Christ was a process that took about 12 years. Mm. And there were a lot of significant steps along the way. One was, and being from Hawaii, you might enjoy this. I used to work at a hospital, and I was in administration at a hospital. This was back in the 1980s, before you really had things like personal digital devices. And the hospital brought in this company from Hawaii, mm. and the company was called Time Masters. and they came in to train all the executives in the hospital on how to better manage their time. There were two ladies, and one of the things they did towards the end of it was a day-long training. One of the things they did towards the end of the day was, I didn't know what they were doing at the time, but it basically was a Buddhist guided meditation. Mm. And they led us through this meditation, and to make a long story short, it pointed out again to me that my professional life was going well, my married life was going well, but I basically had no spiritual life. Mm. And at the end of this seminar, the gal who was heading it said that she was going to start a meditation group, and I was intrigued. Turns out this gal, her name was Trin, I can't remember her last name, but her grandfather was the highest ranking Buddhist priest in Hawaii. And so when I went to this meditation group, one of the things you had to do was choose a mantra. And they said, well, you can choose this Baba's name or that Baba's name, or if you want, they kind of threw in at the end, or if you want, you can meditate on the name of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
And that's what I chose as my mantra. So during this meditation time, you know, I would light the candle and the incense, and I would just repeat the name of Jesus Christ over and over for 20 minutes a day. And I had some pretty incredible experiences with that. I remember one day I was meditating, and it felt like I got plugged into a light socket. Just my whole body became electrified for about 5 minutes. And looking back on it, I think that was my first encounter with the power of the Holy Spirit. Mm. But even with all that, I'm a person who does not make these kind of decisions lightly. I mean, I had a lot of people. Simone had her Bible study fellowship group praying for me for 12 years. I like to tell people, well, I really never had a choice in the matter. They're pretty strong prayer warriors, so it was simply going to be a matter of time before I found Christ. Another major influence in my life was our children. Once we had children and Simone was taking them to church each Sunday, one Sunday, I never used to go to church, but one Sunday I saw my two little girls. They must have been somewhere around 4 and 2. I was in my chair getting ready to watch the Oakland Raiders football game, and they came toddling up to my chair, and they looked at me and said, Daddy, we just love it if you went to church with us. And I'm thinking, well, that's not fair. So guess what I did? I got up, changed my clothes, and I started going to church. It was a Presbyterian church, and the pastor there was not very evangelistic, but one day, after I'd been going to church for a while, probably over a year, he preached the one evangelistic sermon he ever preached, and basically he said, when it comes to Jesus Christ, you either choose him or you don't. You can't sit on the fence, and it was like the Holy Spirit shot an arrow to my heart. And I said, yeah, I've got to choose him. I want to choose him. And so at that point, I made my profession of faith in that church about a couple of months later. Yeah. And so that's a very condensed version of how I came to faith in Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's a great story, a great testimony of the love of and commitment of your wife and many who prayed for you. Simone, I want to ask you about that. I know I have a lot of friends, and I'm sure in the audience, who are wives praying for their husbands to come to church. Tell us what motivated you, what kept you for 12 years.
Well, it certainly was an up and down journey. I think what stands out as being most important is to go back to 1 Peter chapter 3 and talk about wives submitting. And this is what I want to be very clear about this. Submitting was a very active, being responsible, being a listener, and being respectful, trusting God for the journey. I think one of the most important things I did was praying for Steve, probably more than important than anything I said. But praying for Steve, but also paying attention to my own journey with the Lord and letting that be the model. And, you know, not forcing a model, but paying attention to my own journey and my own maturing and responsibility to who Jesus calls me to be and wrestling with that. Also, I think the most impactful conversations Steve and I had were those conversations that came from my heart being quiet and peaceful and secure in the Lord Jesus, so that there wasn't an expression of bitterness or anger or pressure. Those were the best conversations. Mm-hmm. It got to a point where I would pressure Steve to go to church. I said to him, "This is not going to be a divided family. You are going to go to church." And you know, I tried to make him become a Christian. And so, you know, he actually trudged alongside beside me. And then I woke up, you know, Jesus just put it on my heart. This isn't doing any good. This is actually making things worse. And so on one Sunday, I said to Steve, stay home and enjoy your game because you are not saved by going to church. Mm. It's a personal relationship. Well, Steve's told you that part of the journey, and one of the most beautiful things, it makes me cry just thinking about it, the most beautiful thing I ever saw was, you heard him say that his little kids said, "Why don't you come with us?" And then soon after that, Steve made his profession of faith, and my daughter, Nicole, walked him up to the front of the church and was with him when he made that profession of faith.
Wow.
Do not discount the power of prayer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because the power of prayer lets us see what God is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And connects us to what he is doing. And he is always loving on us and always wooing us into his heart.
Such a good word. Simone, that's such a good word. You know, we do have loved ones that we're praying for to come and receive Jesus. And for many of us, it's years of praying and frustration. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you get to the point sometimes where you're like, you know, you want to tell them, just come, you know, you just want to tell them. But in fact, prayer, telling God, talking to him. And then what you said about paying attention to your own walk, your own faith, your own testimony. And that was very powerful for me. We're here with Steve and Simone Biroldi. They're pastoring a church in Hollywood. We're going to talk about that when we come back a little bit more. What is it like to pastor a church in Hollywood? Christ Presbyterian Church, cpchollywood.org. Again, we're with Steve and Simone Baroldi. A wonderful way that they both came to know Christ in partnership along with their daughters. And then the next step of sharing that love of the Lord with others in such a special place. Stay with us. We'll talk a little bit more about coming into the ministry and then living in Hollywood and sharing the love of Christ there. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
So Simone was praying for her husband Steve for years. She and her prayer group at Bible Study Fellowship. And then that day came when little Noel and Nicole crawled up on his lap. He said, "Daddy, will you go with us to church?" And at that moment, he chose more than it might have been a football game, or whatever it was, he went. And over the course of time, he professed his faith in Christ. Today, Pastor Steve Baroldi, yes, the Reverend Steve Baroldi, pastors at Christ Presbyterian Church of Hollywood. The Lord used his wife powerfully in his life. He did his Master of Divinity at Fuller Theological Seminary. And as you're listening to this broadcast, The Good Life Hawaii, Danny Yamashiro here with Lani Ka'a, we want to know and learn about Christian community. So, Simone, Steve, tell us, what was your experience like living in a Christian community like at Fuller? And the reason I'm asking this is the tie-in with the pastoral ministry that you have today. But take us back. What was that like?
Well, I'll begin. Something totally different for Simone and I. We were specifically called to Fuller. We didn't know why. We were living in Reno, Nevada at the time and going to a church in Reno, Nevada. And I felt the call to seminary. And there was never any question in my mind that I wanted to attend Fuller Theological Seminary. And it was interesting that after I had made that choice, one of the elders of our church in Reno who was on the board of San Francisco Theological Seminary in San Anselmo, came to me and said, well, you know, Steve, I'm on the board, and I want you to know if you go to SFTS, we're going to give you a full ride. We're going to pay for your tuition. And I just paused and I looked at him and I said, well, I really appreciate that, but I really feel like I'm called to go to Fuller Theological Seminary. And I stuck with that decision, and I'm so glad I did, because that was clearly God's plan for us. So we ended up selling our home in Reno, and we used that money to go to Fuller. Had no aid of any kind, but before we went, we prayed and said, God, we had enough money saved up for me to go to 1 year at Fuller and not have to work, because I wanted to concentrate on my studies full time. And so God gave us a gift of faith, and we went. And God honored that prayer. We said, we will remain debt-free. We will not go into debt to get this degree, because I wanted to have freedom to go wherever God called me once I finished. And God was faithful. We graduated from Fuller with no debt. And that's a whole other long story that we don't have time to go into, but just to let the listeners know, God is faithful. If God is calling you to do something, God will provide for it. Once we arrived at Fuller, we had lived in our single family home up in Reno for, I think, 15 years, and we went from that. It was a three-bedroom, two-bath house, and we went to a two-bedroom, one-bath apartment on the Fuller campus. The other thing I was adamant about is I wanted to live on campus and participate in a Christian community, and that was life-changing. We moved into this housing community, and nobody locked their doors. Our back doors were always open. The children freely went in and out of other people's houses. We would often meet on the back porch, so to speak, at the end of the day, and there would be several of us who were attending Fuller and then our wives, and we would just have these awesome theological discussions about God, about the Holy Spirit, what we saw God doing. So for me, growing up in Arizona, I grew up extremely independent and never had experienced a community like that. And for me, it was just a real eye-opener that I could have that kind of fellowship and that kind of intimacy within the housing community. It was just a terrific blessing.
How about you, Simone?
So, Simone, I don't know if you want to add something to that.
Yes, I think Fuller was kind of my introduction also to the importance of community. Now, in Reno, I certainly was very involved in community and appreciated community and how important it was to take my children to church. That's community, and to Sunday school, going to Bible studies, having small Bible study groups. But this was living in community where the people were from all different denominations and from about 150 different countries. And I think just where we were, and we could consider LA and New York different countries too. So it was interfacing with Christians that that have very different ways of thinking, of interpreting, and living out their faith. So gaining such a respect for the fact that we, in Christ Jesus, and being intentional in our relationships with Jesus doesn't mean that we are without sin. It doesn't mean that we became the best communicators and the best peacemakers. But it meant that you stayed in relationship and worked it out in trust in Jesus. And I learned so much about what a lot of what I believed and my faith were influenced by my own culture and my own denomination, Presbyterian denomination. And boy, the Presbyterian denomination is very different than the Assemblies of God denomination. And how much I learned, how much we need each other. I needed them to spark the passion for prayer and the intimacy and breaking away from some of the constraints that I was living under. They needed me, some of them needed me, not everybody, needed me for the passion of let's be scriptural. What does it say? And not just by verse, but by context of the chapter, of the book, of the community. And I believe that that's what God calls us to, is into community. And that's something we in the United States wrestle with because we're so individualistic. Don't talk to me about your faith. I've got my faith, and that's good enough. No, we are to be in community, and we're to allow community to speak into our lives. And that can be hard. It can be very convicting, but it's also so sweet. It's so sweet. You don't journey alone. When you are sick and can't get out of bed, you have people coming in and praying for you. You have people bringing food. You have people loving on you, and you have people that you have the privilege to love on and to be responsive to and to serve. It's beautiful. It is really beautiful.
Well, this community that you describe, and it sounds like a little touch of heaven, but it's something that you've taken with you, or what God has imparted in you for you to take to the ministry you have at Christ Presbyterian Church of Hollywood. So when we come back, let's get right into that. I know we pause a little bit on this segment talking about the Christian community at Fuller Seminary, but when we come back, yes, how has the Lord called you? How did the Lord call you to Christ Presbyterian Church? And how is the Lord using you with such precious, precious people whom Jamie and I love so much? And I know you love them, Pastor Steve and Simone, you love them dearly. And maybe even a little about the history of the church in our final segment with Pastor Steve and Simone Baroldi, Heart to Heart with you, when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042. 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Aloha Lani Ka'a here in studio with Danny Yamashiro, our special guest today. The Reverend Steve and Simone Baroldi, they pastor Christ Presbyterian Church of Hollywood. And in the last segment, we talked a lot, Simone, about community and however important that is to the life of a Christian and how God truly calls us to it. You were called, both of you, to begin ministry work in Hollywood. What are you doing at Christ Presbyterian Church to create that community that you so enjoyed at Fuller?
Well, I think I would have to say that I came into community here at this church. This people have taught me community and hospitality. They have embraced us and our children, and continue to consider us part of their family. Even as my daughters get married and move away, they continue to bless them and gift them as if they were their own children. It's been amazing. But I'm going to let Steve kind of talk more about Christ Presbyterian because I have been one who has enjoyed much more than I've given from this community.
Yeah, so Danny, you know this, but when I was called to Christ Presbyterian Church, I discovered that a good portion of the church were Hawaiians. And there was definitely a different spirit about this church. There was definitely an aloha spirit. Definitely they believed in Ohana family. And one of the things that typifies that, it's kind of a funny story. When I was first called to the church for the first, probably the first 4 weeks, I would come to the church, you know, dressed in a nice suit and tie. Mm-hmm. And one day after the service, two of the elders came up to me and said, "You know what, Pastor, we would really ask you to consider if you would wear a Hawaiian shirt to the worship service." Because if you wear a suit, we have to wear a suit. But if you dress in a Hawaiian shirt, then we can dress in our Hawaiian shirt. So would you please consider wearing a Hawaiian shirt to the worship service? Mm. And I said, yeah, that sounds awesome to me. So ever since then, I've always worn a Hawaiian shirt to the worship services. And I've even done several memorial services where the family wants aloha wear. And so I will wear a Hawaiian shirt as I officiate a memorial service. I get some very strange looks sometimes if I'm at a chapel at a seminary where all the people coming out are wearing suits and we're all dressed in Hawaiian shirts. But the whole, that's just symbolic of the community we have here. Christ Presbyterian Church of Hollywood has been here for almost 100 years. And after the war, the church, of course, closed down, and just about everybody in the church and their families were sent off to camps. And then when the war was over and the people came back, they began moving out of the neighborhood, and they began moving to communities a little bit farther away from the church. So the church became a commuter church, pretty much. But the way they kept community going is they made Sunday pretty much an all-day event. Mm. So you would come in and have Sunday school, we would have worship, and then we always eat lunch together. And then we would have our meetings, our church meetings after lunch. And the people just loved the church. They loved each other. They were willing to commute in, some people as much as 50 miles. They would commute in every Sunday to be part of the community. And I just fell in love with their generous spirit. They were so generous to Simone and I. They were so generous to our children. It was a real blessing. Mm. So I don't know if you have any more specific questions about that.
How many years have you been there so far, Steve and Simone?
For both of us, it'll be 17 years in April. April 1.
Before we pray, and we need you to pray. We want you to pray. Just give us a quick snapshot on how has the Lord helped you through difficult times recently, maybe even COVID, but your own personal experiences recently, and then let's pray.
Sure. The Lord is faithful. I know one of the things he did for the church, even before COVID hit, is I started feeling a nudge from the Holy Spirit back at the end of 2019 to actually get our website up and functioning, and also find a way to be able to post our weekly messages online. So I got a very strong nudge from the Holy Spirit at the end of 2019 to do that, and was able to get it done. And then, of course, the pandemic hit in March. And here in California, all the churches were closed down, but we were able to continue getting the message out to our people. The other thing the Lord did is he went before and he provided funds for us in I think it was actually in March. We had one of the biggest receipt months we'd ever had at the church, and that was right before the pandemic hit. And those additional resources allowed us to continue to meet all our bills and to continue to send our missions money out even during the pandemic. So the Lord's been very faithful. The other thing is that the pandemic has forced us to kind of come into the 21st century in that we had to learn how to use Zoom. So we've been conducting our worship services on Zoom, like so many churches, for the past year. But an unexpected blessing there is, because of that, we had some of our members who are in assisted living facilities or at home with caretakers. They're now able to attend worship with us online, mm-hmm. where they weren't able to do that before. That's beautiful. The Lord has been very, very faithful. He's gone before. He's provided everything we have needed. And it again, I am just so thankful and grateful to the Lord. He knows, and he will often prepare in advance, prepare things for us, knowing what's going to happen, and so that when it does happen, we can see his hand moving through it.
Pastor Steve, we've got 1 minute. Can you lead us in a prayer as we close our show today?
Sure. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, and we thank you for this time to share our stories about your faithfulness. Lord, you are faithful. Even when we're going through the hard times, Lord, we can hang on to the fact that you are eternally faithful. Psalm 105 says, "For the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness is to all generations." And I pray for those, Lord, who may be listening, who are really struggling at this time, that they would have a tangible experience of your goodness, your steadfast love, and your faithfulness. Just make yourself real to them, Lord. Jesus, would you come to them in a dream or a vision and make yourself real to them? Lift their darkness. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. A big mahalo to you, Steve and Simone, and for Christ Presbyterian Church, I'll say this, who have been supporting the ministry of JCCY for the past 27 years. A big thank you as well. Thank you, Steve and Simone.
Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome. Thank
this
you.
It's been lovely.
A challenging, comforting, thought-provoking words from Steve and Simone Baroldi, cpchollywood.org. My friend, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now, we believe, to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, look, we believe this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do that? Well, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers, your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I thank you in advance. Revelation 5, verse 6, "Then I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing at the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders." It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Steve and Simone Baroldi, cpchollywood.org. Until next time, along with my co-host and guest coordinator, Lani Ka'a, technical producer, Chaz Ontai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.